Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Fernando, your host. Great pleasure to come before you, in your audience, in your ears. I have some good words that will go in there and comfort and make residence in there and make you very successful and prosperous. Ready? May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. That's my wish and hope for you today and my prayer that God himself will bless you and protect you and smile on you. The Lord Jesus Christ smile on you and be gracious to you, approve of your works. May the Lord Jesus Christ show you his favor and give you his hard-earned peace. Amen. If no one's told you they love you, I love you. I care for you. I give you a hug. I encourage you. You look forward. Choose to do right. We have the strength to do right now. Let us choose to enter into the presence of God and have some mercies and grace for today. Amen. Let's go ahead and tap into the throne of God, that source of water that flows from the throne. Let's go ahead and say the 23rd Psalm, please. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Again, thank you so much for coming on here today and being a part of this prayer. Some of the blessed, most beautiful prayers I have learned here is Wells Prayer Psalm 27. Let me give that to you. I'm relying on the Holy Spirit. I said, beautiful, wonderful prayer. And then 27 came up to my head. A exuberant declaration of faith, a Psalm of David. You can repeat after me on this one also, please. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though an army make encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desire of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in times of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above all my enemies around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen and amen. That was our beautiful Psalm 91. What is our next Psalm of heart? Amen. Let's go ahead and go to Psalm 91. You knew I was going to say 91, huh? Psalm 91. Repeat after me, please. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen and amen. All righty, let's go ahead and do Psalm 100 now, please. 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Thank you. Boy, very good. Very good, Grasshopper. You're keeping up with me. Very good. Now let's go ahead and do Psalm 98. That'll be our last one for today. Thank you so much for coming on here. Again, fired up in the Word of God. And it should stay with us all day long. Here we go. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn, shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Amen and amen. Amen. The Lord has restored our equity through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let's give him thanks and praise for the goodness and his mercy and his kindness. Amen. All right. Our Homework for today, folks, is to blast the music and sing and praise the Lord and get happy. Start out with the kids' songs, you know. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hey, this little light of mine. I can see me dancing like the Russian. Hey, this little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. Hey, this little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. See how we enact joy, how we willfully go into joy. Remember, joy and laughter is eternal exercise, eternal oxygen, eternal life. It gives God a chance to create miracles with our laughter. It's the noise that we make that God uses to make miracles in our lives. He sends it right back. He's a God of giving. He can't give enough joy, love, laughter, resources, you know, to a life that's singing love, joy, rejoicing to him. Amen. We have our duty cut out for us, folks. Sorry. Put a smile on your face and let's get out there and go at them. Let's get out there, family. Let's get out there and give them heaven. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Fernando, your host. Great pleasure to come before you, in your audience, in your ears. I have some good words that will go in there and comfort and make residence in there and make you very successful and prosperous. Ready? May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. That's my wish and hope for you today and my prayer that God himself will bless you and protect you and smile on you. The Lord Jesus Christ smile on you and be gracious to you, approve of your works. May the Lord Jesus Christ show you his favor and give you his hard-earned peace. Amen. If no one's told you they love you, I love you. I care for you. I give you a hug. I encourage you. You know, look forward. Choose to do right. We have the strength to do right now. Let us choose to enter into the presence of God and have some mercies and grace for today. Amen. Let's go ahead and tap into the throne of God, that source of water that flows from the throne. Let's go ahead and say the 23rd Psalm, please. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Again, thank you so much for coming on here today and being a part of this prayer. Some of the blessed, most beautiful prayers I have learned here is, well, prayer Psalm 27. Let me give that to you. I'm relying on the Holy Spirit. I said, beautiful, wonderful prayer. And then 27 came up to my head. A exuberant declaration of faith, a Psalm of David. You can repeat after me on this one also, please. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though an army make encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desire of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in times of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above all my enemies around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen and amen. That was our beautiful Psalm 91. What is our next Psalm of heart? Amen. Let's go ahead and go to Psalm 91. You knew I was going to say 91, huh? Psalm 91. Repeat after me, please. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen and amen. Alrighty, let's go ahead and do Psalm 100 now, please. 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Thank you. Boy, very good, very good, Grasshopper. You're keeping up with me very good. Now let's go ahead and do Psalm 98. That'll be our last one for today. Thank you so much for coming on here again. Fired up in the Word of God, and it should stay with us all day long. Here we go. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp, with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Amen and amen. Amen. The Lord has restored our equity through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let's give him thanks and praise for the goodness and his mercy and his kindness. Amen. All right. Our homework for today, folks, is to blast the music and sing and praise the Lord and get happy. Start out with the kids' songs, you know. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hey, this little light of mine, I can see me dancing like the Russian. Hey, this little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. Hey, this little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. See how we enact joy, how we willfully go into joy. Remember, joy and laughter is eternal exercise, eternal oxygen, eternal life. It gives God a chance to create miracles with our laughter. It's the noise that we make that God uses to make miracles in our lives. He sends it right back. He's a God of giving. He can't give enough joy, love, laughter, resources, you know, to a life that's singing love, joy, rejoicing to him. Amen. We have our duty cut out for us, folks. Sorry. Put a smile on your face and let's get out there and go at them. Let's get out there, family. Let's get out there and give them heaven.